readings today for our moment of joy come from Isaiah 43, 16 through 21, Psalm 126, 1 through 6, Philippians 3, 8 through 14, and John 8, 1 through 11. This is called Stuck in the Middle. So what do you say? That's John 8, 5. Jesus is teaching again. He arrives early in the temple area. We know people wanted to hear more from him since they too arrive early. His lesson gets interrupted by the scribes and Pharisees. Feigning respect, they place Jesus as the judge in the case of the adulterous woman. Under Mosaic law, a woman caught in adultery deserved death. Their plan is to trap Jesus in the middle of two choices. Should we follow Moses' law or Jesus' teaching on mercy? They made her stand in the middle. The woman was surrounded. She was displayed as an example of a sinner. These religious leaders had little concern over the woman's fate. Their goal was to trick Jesus, arrest him, and disperse his followers. The leaders know, as do we from earlier readings, that Jesus would teach by comparing what you have been told to, but I say to you. Knowing this idiom, the Pharisees ask him, "So what do you say?" Jesus says, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Ironic, isn't it? The leaders who displayed the woman as a sinner end up parading away as revealed sinners. Jesus, the only sinless one there, did not pick up a stone. He advises the woman to go and sin no more. What she had done was indeed a great sin, so he gave her what she needed, mercy. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, I am a sinner. I bow before you and ask for your tender mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.